WTO Chief Pascal Lamy says the hurdles the trade ministers will have to overcome in reaching accord may be too high. Negotiations around what is called the Doha trade round risk collapsing this year if ministers cannot reach agreement on a number of sticky issues, including agricultural subsidies. Mr. Lamy offered his own take on the lack of progress.
The reason why it's so difficult is quite simple. It's because these negotiations are aiming at a high level of ambition. This round, as compared to previous rounds, has now been structured in a way that it would bring deeper, larger, and fairer results across the board, which is basically the reason why it is so difficult.
Lamy has called on a number of countries, including Brazil, the United States, and India, to make critical concessions to rescue the talks. At the OECD, Chile's economy minister, Ingrid Antonijevic, said developing countries, for one, were prepared to make sacrifices so the talks can succeed.
We, as developing countries, cannot expect to have a round for free. We are aiming at substantial changes in the way that trade is conducted today, and this will necessarily involve some economic and political costs.
Earlier in the day, the OECD's chief economist offered a mixed economic prognosis for industrialized countries. While the U.S. economy is expected to grow 3.6% in 2006, it risks overheating. The OECD also predicts the 12 Eurozone countries of the European Union are heading for economic recovery, and a possible rise in the euro also pose risks for European economic growth. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.